And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 303, Spotlight on DC Comics Nightwing number 21. Volume, I have no idea, circa 2017. This is Chris Mosby, and doing a solo episode today. Everybody's caught up in their Memorial Day activities, and I have an extra day off, so I'm going to throw a little solo episode up here. Today we're going to talk about the recently published Nightwing number 21, little one-shot, fill-in issue, I guess you would call it, but I thought it was pretty good, so I thought I'd share it with y'all. And we have on the cover, we have Nightwing, looks like he's swinging in to grab the recently returned Wally West from the timeline. He's got some kind of shimmery thing going, and there's a subway train rushing their way. This will be interesting. Nice cover by Brad Walker. Got a, an ad by for Nightwing number 25, which I might actually get back in. Second cover is a wonderful little cover by Casey Jones, it looks like. Nightwing and Wally on the cover, which they're calling him Flash. Kind of getting kind of awkward with the Lazarus contract crossover going on. Might, check that out on the podcast too. Nice little returning to some history. So we open up to, and you know, if you've been following Nightwing, he's, you know, just got back from a big adventure, and this is a perfectly good, this is a different artist, or a different writer. McMillan is the guy's name, huh? We'll have to see who it is. So we open to Nightwing up on a building, and he's surveying the land of Bloodhaven, which he has returned to in this universe, or originally gone to in this universe, much like the pre-Flashpoint universe. Well, actually, that was destroyed, wasn't it, at one point? Anyway, timey-wimey. Anyway, he's up there, and he's thinking to himself, when you've been in the crime-fighting business as long as I have, you learn that the time of day affects cities in different ways. In Metropolis, crime always seems to happen at high noon, and you see the, looks like the, Royal Flush Gang trying to steal money from the, casino, and Superman swept in, do some super breath, and yada yada yada. And then you see a next one, you see a bunch of people, oh, hey, that's a nice throwback. You see Batman and Robin, Damian, flying in and to save some people from getting killed. And he says, in Gotham, evil has a habit of striking at midnight. Here in Bloodhaven, twilight is the witching hour. And somebody go, ah! Yep, right on cue. And you see this guy getting, his guy's robbing this woman at gunpoint. I told you to stay quiet. See, he's full of ghosts. You want to be the next one? She's saying, help me, help me. I wouldn't be afraid of ghosts. It's the birds you need to worry about. He throws a Eskrima stick, or if that's how you pronounce it, whacks a gun out of the guy's hand, and then gives him a good smack right upside the head. Like it, not a lot. And, you know, when he throws it, he doesn't realize, you know, it goes flying in one direction. And the guy goes, nice hook, you're quick, but he doesn't recognize that it bounces off the wall behind him and comes back and smacks him upside the head. Nice hook, you're quick, the Nightwing says, and he says, but I'm quicker. Wham! Physics always was my favorite subject. He's doing the witty repertoire that he's known for as the original Robin. And he says, judging from your size and speed and that right hook, I'm guessing, former boxer, don't tell me you lost all your money. My guess to the mob. You still want to show what a man you are by picking on a helpless woman. And then what Nightwing doesn't realize is the woman's picking up that Desert Eagle is what it looks like. Big 50 caliber job, you know. And she goes, not helpless, just caught off guard. Not that I should have been. When I got transferred to Bloodhaven, my parents begged me to quit my job. That town is a sewer, they said. Its heroes have abandoned it. Man, please, you don't want to shoot this guy. He's not worth it. Want to make a bet? And she, bam! And he's thinking to himself, it all happened so fast. I dived to take the bullet. And this isn't like jumping for a swinging trapeze. And you see a picture of him in bullet time, kind of Matrix-y style. And he's literally jumping in front of the bullet. And it's flying towards him. But this isn't like jumping for a trapeze, he says. The reason I wanted to read this this issue is this is, as you're about to see, brings back some of the what made Nightwing cool and why the rebirth for me is such a great thing. It brings back that sense of family and camaraderie that has been missing. Not everybody's an asshole like it used to be. Anyway, here we go. I know as soon as I leap that I won't make it. And all of a sudden you hear, hey buddy, rough night, and Wally West shows up and he grabs a bullet right out of midair. And it is done by, see, I never heard of these, this guy. Okay, I thought it was the regular writer, Tom King, doing this, but anyway, Split Second. By Michael McMillan, writer, Christian Deuce, artist, which I like this guy's art. And let's see, Chris Somotoyar as colorist, Carlos M. Mangual as letterer. I'm sure I'm just completely destroying those. And you got Brad Walker, Drew Hennessy, and Chris Sotomayor as cover, Casey Jones and High Five variant cover. Dave White's assistant editor, Rebecca Taylor editor, and Mike Doyle is the group editor. Nightwing created by Marv Wolfman and George Perez. Superman created by Jair Siegel and Jill Schuster by special agreement with the Jerry Siegel family. Okay, that one panel and they have to do that. That's good and yet bad at the same time. It's good, actually. Later, and they're both standing up on the building looking down at the cops. Both of them getting arrested. Good to see you, Wally. If you hadn't shown up when you did, they'd be taking this guy away in a body bag. Even if he is a crook, he doesn't deserve to be executed, and the victim didn't deserve to become a murderer. I wasn't fast enough. Oh, good Lord. Typical superhero brooding. Don't beat yourself up, Dick. We can't all be dimensionally displaced super speedsters. You've got heart. That's what counts. No, I was cocky and too slow. We're teammates. You drop the ball, I pick it up, and vice versa. That's how we win, right? See, that's great. That's great stuff. I appreciate the save, Wally. I really do. Hey, what the hell are you doing here in Bloodhaven anyway? Titan's Tower is Shangri-La compared to this town. Yeah, well, Shangri-La is overrated. I'm bored. If I didn't get out, I was going to go to insane. Now that I have my life back, I'm learning there's not much to it. I mean, I have Barry, but he's always running off doing something. Linda is a non-starter, which that's kind of a complicated story. That was who he loved in the other timeline. She doesn't, you know. And he says, I need a friend. I need a friend, Dick. And you're the best one a guy could ask for. See, that's what I love. And, you know, Nightwing kind of smiles. Like I said, what I like about it. They grew up together fighting crime, and they were always, in the Teen Titans and stuff, and they're both teen sidekicks, so they always had a lot in common, and this is the kind of thing I'm talking about, why I love Rebirth, because it's bringing all that stuff back, the stuff that I loved about DC Comics. Excuse me. So, Nightwing says, crazy idea, let's skip patrol for a few hours and have a guy's night out. Bloodhaven may not be the cultural center of the world, but I do know a few good places that aren't crawling with tourists. What do you say? And you see, he probably did it on purpose. One of his excrement sticks starts falling, and Flash grabs it, or Wally grabs it. I say, Nightwing, you're a lifesaver. So they're at Moby Dick's, is the name of the bar. Club soda with lime and a soda cola, please. Club soda with lime. And for this, I spent 3 semesters at Metropolis Mixology School. Dick goes, thanks. If it makes you feel fancy to light my cola on fire, go right ahead. I forgot how much I enjoy hanging out with Wally. I mean, I forgot Wally, but since he's been back, I've had no time outside of my crazy life to do it. Anyone who annoys pretentious bartenders is okay in my book. I'm Kate. This is Dee. Hi there, two cute girls. You know, hey, I'm Dick. Wally, nice to meet you. And this is one of my favorite little jokes here. Dick and Wally? How old school? What did you guys do? Time travel here from the 50s? See, that's the joke. The, you know, 50s and 60s is where these characters came from. Wally says, something like that. Must be strange being in his shoes, displaced, disoriented, although after the year I've had, I can relate to how difficult it is to put your life back together. See, this is like the equivalent of thought balloons, and I like it. Anyway, trust me, I've heard every joke about my name in the book. You need better material. And the girl says, ha, well, we're sitting in the corner booth if you'd like to help us write some. Ooh, spending a night out is good for the both of us. What do you think? They seem nice, and it's been a while since I got to play wingman. I don't know. Linda and I aren't together, but I'm still in love with her. Listen, Wallace. Linda isn't available right now, and trust me, I know a thing or two about unavailable women. It's best to keep moving. That is your superpower, isn't it? You may be right, but flirting with other women just feels weird. Geez, remember when our social life was as simple as sneaking into the cave and playing go-go kart on the back computer? Well, if you're not interested in meeting new people, I think we should go-go. Kate's friend was looking at you the way Parasite looks at Superman. Chug your soda. Batman may have raised me, but that doesn't mean I don't know how to have fun. And he's saying that in a very quiet voice, hopefully, because there's a lot of people around. So, one lame movie later. Wow, for a pirate flick, that was pretty bleak. Man, where's Johnny Depp when you need him? Still, amazing popcorn. All of a sudden, here, hey! Aye! One of my favorite sound effects. My bag is gone. It literally disappeared. Hey, where the hell's my phone? People are standing there and... My engagement ring. I can't find my phone either, huh? Dick, this may come as no surprise, but my wallet is missing. Why am I not wearing shoes? And my watch! I was just wearing it a moment ago. Damn it, Bruce gave me that for my 18th birthday. Hey man, you okay? I told you to go easy on the popcorn. Just before our stuff disappeared, I got a feeling like time skipped a beat. That's weird, I didn't feel anything. What are you doing? Channeling the Speed Force, and he's concentrating. He's doing a Jedi mind trick thing. If I focus, I can listen to it, allowing me to sense things that are disrupting space-time. It's probably why I felt a glitch in the Matrix, air quotes, and you didn't. There, something's traveling away from us that's moving out of sync with the natural world, like it's cheating physics. Whatever it is, it's headed that way, toward Chinatown. Do you guys still have phone booths in Bloodhaven? Ha, those ladies were right. You're adorably old school. Okay, so they're in their costumes, and they're... Nightwing's doing that acrobat thing. Wally's running across rooftops. So can the Speed Force tell you whether you're dealing with here? Another speedster, maybe? It doesn't talk to me, Dick. I've just learned to sense things through it. Whatever we're trailing isn't moving literally through space like us. It feels like it's skipping across it. Like a stone across water? Exactly. Oh, it's a new bad guy. Maybe we should call him the Skipper. Let's not and say we did. Nightwing and a Flash versus the Skipper. In the case of the Vanishing Valuables, it's like something right out of our first year as Titans. Do you think we should... He wears a little sailor outfit. Hold up a sec. He's looking down here. A street fair? Are you telling me you took us to a gentrified whaler bar and a bad movie when we could be chowing down on fried wontons? And all of a sudden, boom. Wow. Whoa, everyone just stopped inside the energy field. And I thought people having a good time in Bloodhaven was strange. There, that guy with the harness. He's the only one moving. The Skipper, I think he's freezing time within an energy bubble. No wonder I sensed an interruption in the Speed Force. Oh, that's good. Our things didn't vanish. They were stolen. Right. Time stopped and this jerk skipped around taking whatever he pleased. The time reset and poof, stuff gone. Nightwing says, that harness seems so familiar, but I can't place my finger on it. He did he just steal a hot dog from a kid? Not cool, man. He's making his getaway. Come on. Wow, hot dog thief and a litter bug. You're definitely not good at first impressions. Hand over the bag and the harness. And the guy's like, you have got to be kidding me. It's this young hipster looking punk. He's got some kind of fancy harness on. Oh, pardon me. Ooh, a little early for me, I guess. More caffeine. While he zips in front of him and says, he's not. I do the jokes. My very first night on the prowl, and I got two, not one, but two super geeks after me? You guys, don't you guys have an extraterrestrial starfish to punch or something? Oh, reference to Brave and the Bold, the original Justice League. Hey, take it easy. He took the stuff away. Wallets, rings, bracelets, silicone necklace. Hey, check it out, Nightwing. Nice watch. Who are you, and what is that you're wearing? Well, I've been kicking around that name Time Bomb, and he says, okay, good enough for me. And really, he should have got the harness off of him. This is where a little plot fail, but it'd be over too quick. And he said, and he tries to hit him. Too slow. Dude, you look ridic instead of ridiculous. He says ridic. Oh, man. Yeah, I hate this guy. So he's trying to hit him, and he's using this thing. And you know, there was a time when I actually thought superheroes were cool, but seriously, boss, you're a complete tool. I hate this guy. Word of advice? You need to work on your banner, Wally says. And you need to work on your game. It wasn't hurting anyone, but if you want to fight, it's a fight you want. Come at me, bro. Oh, God. I hate this guy. He may not be a speecher, but he's just as annoying as one. Wally says, hey! And I will talk about that remark later. Don't worry. As long as he's not connected to Speed Force, he's not as fast. And he's just like, Wally gets punched in the face by this guy because, you know, he's got the harness on, which is the first thing they should have done is taken that off. As me. And he's getting his butt kicked. I don't have to be. Two more things I learned from my years of crime fighting. One, rookie villains talk too much. You might have the power of fast forward, he says, but I can hit pause anytime I want. And he touches the fang on his vest. And two, they telegraph their actions like crazy. So, this is the dilemma. Nightwing gets up at a good spot where he can assess the situation. Time is frozen around Wally, and he is hanging right suspended in the air above the tracks. And guess what? That's where the subway train's coming. The design of that harness. I knew it. It looked familiar. It looks like the alien tech the second hand leaked into the city recently. Off-world weaponry in the hands of petty criminals. This is bad. Aren't you slippery? This is quite a predicament, huh? Train pulls into the station and wham, lightning pancake. Nightwing says, listen to me. That's alien technology. I don't know where you got it, but you have no idea what you're toying with. Sure I do, you know. You know, it's been fun stealing watches from people, but after kicking your asses, I'm thinking I should aim bigger. Rob Fort Knox, maybe steal a nuke, you know, make some real cash. You know, woo-hoo! Hear that? The midnight train is arriving right on time. Too bad your friend is going to catch it early. And then he's, you know, you see Nightwing, he's thinking, he's got his stick up. There's nothing I can do. I can't dive into that energy field without being stuck in time like Wally. And he says, face it, bro, you can't win this fight. You just aren't fast enough to save your friend. And yet, Time Bomb is able to physically manipulate his victims while paused. If I leap into time bubble with enough force, there's a chance I could push Wally free. Quit overthinking it, Dick. There's no time. Wally took a bullet for me. Time to return a favor. Now, this is why I love DC and superheroes in general. He actually jumps in the field. Thanks for the not a wild night out, buddy. Thanks for being my friend. And as soon as he's out of the bubble, boom, Speed Force yanks him right out of the way. Are you nuts? You could have been killed. Hey, you dropped the ball and I pick it up. That's what you said, right? Sure know how to call an audible. And he's like, yes, yes, holy crap, I destroyed him. And he gets tapped on the shoulder, huh? Kawam! Time out, Time Bomb. Knocks him out. Time out, Time Bomb? Really? What? I thought it was funny. Funny, if you're the next to be Batman, sure, but you really should leave the one-liners to me. That's kind of funny, because Robin was the only one doing it. Fine. That's the last time I throw myself in front of a train for you. Why don't we just say we drop Skipper here off at a BPD and then call it a night? No offense, but I think I've had enough of guys' night out in this town. Or we could go hit a few rounds of go-go kart at the cave, show you how fast I really am. Oh, dude, you just called down the lightning. Prepare to get scorched. Come on, even Alfred could beat you. All right, so next up, Whales in Harbor. Boss, you still down there? Just got word on your missing time-freezing gizmo. Ended up in the hands of some punk named Kevin Creedy. Nightwing brought him in. Trooper's calling himself Time Bomb. The police are booking the kid as we speak. I'll make sure he don't talk, but what are we going to do about the bird? Nightwing should be taught to stick to the friendly skies. And you see this guy, he's climbed up and he's like grabbed a piranha out of the water. Instead of diving into hostile waters, Bloodhaven belongs to Tiger Shark. And it says, dun, 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 next, Blockbuster. Now, if anybody knows who Tiger Shark is, when Grayson was Batman for a while, and Jed Winnick was writing, Killer Shark was one of the enemies he fought as Batman. He was a pirate of the high seas, and apparently he's back. So this should be interesting. And that was it. And you get to see all the wonderful Looney Tunes specials. Yeah, that should be interesting. Anyway, that's about it. Elmer Fudd, Batman, Elmer Fudd special. Oh, good lord. Actually, some of that looks pretty good. So, that's what is up for this time. Nice and short and to the point. And y'all have a good Memorial Day, the rest of your day. And that is it for this week. We are out.